Texte numéro 31. Diana, I blame the French. I have a conspiracy theory about the tragic and absurd waste of time, effort and money that is the interminable Diana story. It is all the fault of the French. I'm referring to what happened after the princess's death. If the French investigation had been conducted differently, we would probably not have had to endure the spectacle of a fatal traffic accident involving a young mother being transformed into the mother of all conspiracy theories. I was Paris correspondent when Diana died in the Alma underpass. Within a few days, I and every other Paris correspondent had reached and reported broadly the same view. It was an accident, the driver was drunk and speeding, and the princess was not wearing a seatbelt. Nothing that has happened since has made me change my mind. The French investigating magistrate reached much the same opinion, eventually, in a report 6,000 pages long, which included the statements of nearly 200 witnesses. The problem was that his report, finally released in September 1999, was already 2 years too late. The virus of speculation was in the air, spreading rampantly and probably unstoppable. The French handling of the Diana case was an object lesson in how to lay down a fertile seedbed for conspiracy theories. This was partly due to the way French judicial investigations are conducted, formally, secretively, and very slowly. The combination of tight-lipped French investigators and hungry British journalists was disastrous. The wildest theories began to spread, powered by a vigorous young internet. Frauds and fantasists began to emerge. My notebook filled up with lies from people claiming to have vital information proving who done it. Denied anything substantial to report, the press reported Mohammed Al-Fayed's allegations of an establishment conspiracy. A straightforward traffic accident was allowed to metamorphose into a mystery. A degree of speculation was inevitable, for we live in an age of conspiracism. Yet much of the theorising around Diana's death could have been nipped in the bud by a more open French approach to the initial investigation. With little official information to oppose the flood of speculation and bad reporting, guesswork and gossip flourished unchecked. If ever a case demanded openness, light and public scrutiny, it was this. Instead, the French investigators worked in the dark and in silence, treating a matter of overwhelming public interest as a secret. One French judge, one ex-policeman, and now a British coroner have all tried to force the death of Diana back into the realm of reality. The simplest and earliest explanation of what happened to Diana was always the best. But French secrecy and slowness ensure that, after a decade, the case still bristles with uncertainty, recrimination, and doubt. Adapted from The Times, February 2008.